Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are talking with Oscar Michelin, who is a partner at Cuomo LLC, a law firm both on Long Island and in Manhattan. And Oscar is, we're going to call Oscar the attorney with heart, because that's really what he is. And we're talking about his history and his background. But now I want to talk, Oscar, in reference to the actual law that you practice. So people listening today can turn around and say, I have none of that, so therefore I can't use Oscar. Or guess what? That's something, you know, something I'm having an issue with. I should reach out to Oscar.
So we're litigators, which means that we generally handle cases that are brought in court against someone in state or federal court. We practice a lot in both areas, all five boroughs, Nassau, Suffolk, and we're even called from time to time out of state, depending on the matter. And what we focus on predominantly is representing businesses in all kinds of disputes. You know, people will be surprised how many federal laws, regulations, state laws, state regulations are passed on a regular basis that affect businesses and give people claims essentially against those businesses of all types. And so we have focused on helping particularly small and mid-sized businesses kind of navigate this new, you know, like a legal minefield. Predominantly a lot of focus on employment law and a lot of focus on business disputes. You know, folks who may have been partners. It's kind of like a business divorce, we would call it. Okay. So you and your cousin went into business, you know, love was in the air when it was first formed. Now you find out that, you know, he's using the corporate credit card to go on vacation while you're working, you know, 40 hours a day in your restaurant, things of that nature. And really over the last year, we've really been helping people with getting through COVID in making sure that they apply properly for their the PPP loans, the small business loans, letting them, you know, helping them navigate with their landlords, particularly those of our clients who are in Manhattan. For example, a lot of leases, you know, might let you not pay rent if there's what they call a force majeure or an act of God. A lot of businesses have business interruption insurance. So does COVID apply to those interruptions? And the real problem is the big businesses, you know, A, they have enough money not to worry about it and to get by. And B, they have access to, you know, the largest law firms in the country. We focus on small to mid-sized businesses where they don't have a legal budget in their annual budget. You know, that when a lawsuit comes or a problem like this comes, it's not an anticipated expense. So it can be really difficult, you know, for them to handle it. So we offer a variety of ways to try to help them navigate that, keep their costs down, and give them the same level of work that the big boys get. We litigate against some of the largest firms in the country, you know, on a regular basis.
Right. And I know right now, because I obviously have different friends, both as attorneys and in the courts, it's tough work in the courts right now. You're not having an easy go of it.
Yeah, the courts are essentially closed. Even criminal cases have been basically shuttered. There are no jury trials. But the problem is now you have a legal problem. Like, what can you do to get, you know, to get help right away? So there are some emergency parts, courtrooms that are open for that type of relief. We brought a couple of those. You know, now there's a moratorium on eviction, so that helped. But, you know, early on, some landlords were trying to get very aggressive and throw businesses out or demand, you know, the use of the security, for example, to pay the rent when the restaurant was shuttered down. And, you know, we had to defend against that to say, no, that's not what the security is for. If I had a business, you know, I've never missed a rent payment for 5 years. You know, the only reason I'm missing a payment is because my restaurant is closed down by government order. You know, you can't do that to me. You know, you can't say, oh, here's a letter saying, thanks, I just took your last 2 months security deposit. So, you know, the COVID pandemic certainly has affected all of our lives, but small businesses have been so strongly impacted and have really needed legal help to navigate them through the processes that are there for them.
You know, I go into the city often enough through this whole situation, and the city's empty. I mean, it really is. And some of the like coffee shops that I used to pass along the way, they're all out of business, a little mom. And there was one, they had a huge sign on the window. It was so heartbreaking. It said, "We tried, but we couldn't do it." Oh, it made me sick. I mean, I used to get coffee there. It was a little mom and pop thing, nothing. I'm sure these people weren't sitting and owning the building. But
exactly,
you can only try so much. And there's nobody on the streets. I mean, there's more today than there was, say, 3 or 4 months ago. But we're still not talking of booming Manhattan anymore, that's for sure.
No, and what's sad is it was kind of the last straw. You know, pre-pandemic, Manhattan rents had been their highest ever. And if you walk through Manhattan, you know, I used to love to walk from the courthouse downtown to our office midtown. I would walk. It'd be several miles. But, you know, on a nice day, sometimes I even took city bike. And every neighborhood was different. It was like almost a trip around the world. You know, and you would go into, it'd be a Ukrainian neighborhood. You didn't even know there was a Ukrainian neighborhood. Then the next neighborhood would be Vietnamese and so on. Now, because of the rent prices, it's all national businesses by and large. So it's one Starbucks next to a Jamba Juice, next to a CVS, you know, and the small different stores. You know, when my cousins from around the country used to come and they'd ask for a good recommendation for a restaurant, let's say they're staying in Manhattan at X address, I would say to them, if they're open, see how long they've been open. If they've been there for 5 years, it's the best food of that kind you've ever eaten. You're from Iowa. Okay. Just walk right in. You don't need a recommendation.
Okay.
If a restaurant, a single restaurant has survived in New York for 5 years, it's got good food. Just trust me, because otherwise it'd be out, you know, and I miss that. You really miss those types of places. They're getting smaller and smaller. And COVID was the last straw for a lot of them. I had many restaurant clients who wrote, you know, who came to me for help and then said, you know what?
We're done.
Send me a bankruptcy lawyer. Yeah, I'm referring to bankruptcy lawyers because
I'm in your camp when it comes to, I love walking in Manhattan. I always have long distances and I hate to see what it's going to look like. I just pick a street, Restaurant Row, 46th Street.
One of my favorites.
You know, Broadway's closed since March. It's not going to open maybe in June, they said. Those places, most of them are going to be shut. It's going to really take a long, long time.
Yeah, and to get back to what John said, also, it's the same. We represent building owners. And so when you think of building owners in Manhattan, you may think of, you know, very large, you know, developers. But the fact is that we have a couple of families that for their whole life have owned one building, you know, in Manhattan, which, by the way, is a great business. You know, 20 apartments in Manhattan, you could sustain a family for that. But that's all they've got. And then all of a sudden, those tenants can't pay rent. But you still got to pay the taxes, the mortgage against the building. You have to maintain the building. You know, they really need relief as well. So, you know, we've seen a lot of business owners that have had to go to banks and add on additional debt. And can you imagine you have family, you know, you own the building on St. Mark's Place. This is one of the places downtown Manhattan that we had. It's been in your family for years. You have no rent on it anymore because your family has owned it for 80 years and you have very little debt on it. Now you have to pile on debt to keep it afloat, to keep the tax payments going, to keep the maintenance on the building. Mm-hmm. So there are, you know, things that we do that we help people navigate that and give them a little bit of sense of relief and some time. Particularly that first tranche of the PPP money, you know, disappeared so quickly that when the next tranche became available, that's when we really started to help a lot of businesses make sure they got in and got some money to keep them afloat. But more is definitely needed because we're not out of the woods yet by any means.
It's far from it. And the other thing too, my partner Peter and I talk about it, you know, and we have clients, fortunately, with real estate, but they've had it for years and they've been conservative. They're down 20 and 25% on rentals, but they can handle it. The city still wants their taxes. So if you turned around and said everybody could push everything back, they'd be fine. They're still paying their taxes. So they have to go out of pocket. Fortunately, you know, it's a business they've had for years, so they have the money. Right. But the poor person who maybe 2 or 3 years ago said, let's get into real estate, and you put your 15 or 20% down and you bought a building because at sky high prices, thinking, guess what? In 20 years, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Now your tenants are out. Those are the ones that people might turn around and say, oh, those poor, you know, that's bankruptcy coming. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much money's involved with like where the vessel is on the west side, where they have all these huge, huge new buildings, and there was lots of construction going on, high rent tenants.
Yep.
I can't imagine how many billion is going to be involved with that whole thing.
Yeah, it's very sad, because we did have a client, you know, who just opened up there in Hudson Yards, what you're talking about.
Hudson Yards is
so here it is. They just think, you know, how exciting, you finally decided to go into business, you know, and, you know, we help form the corporation. We do all of that work and get them all their licenses, whatever they might need. They're ready to open. They get the hottest neighborhood, you know, in New York. It was in the paper every day, you know, Hudson Yards, the people were flooding to the place. They were really excited. And then 2 months later, shut down. They opened in January and they were shut down in March. And,
wow.
You know, will they ever get that investment back? Several hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, they got about $150,000 in the PPP loan. That was a drop in the bucket compared right. to what they needed and what they lost. And they had, you know, from top to bottom, about 20 employees, you know, at good salaries, and just had to shut down. They're still closed. They don't know what they're going to do. The only good thing there is that the landlord is in such the same shape that no one's asking them for money. You know, they recognize that there's just nothing there to be had. So they're waiting to see what happens if some money comes in, and then they can, you know, hopefully just turn the key back on.
Wow. My son-in-law, who owns a Tiger, owns 90% of a Tiger Shulman on Long Island. Actually, he's going to be on in a couple of weeks. He got, of course, he closed down, et cetera, et cetera. But his landlord came to him 2 or 3 months ago. He was keeping up. He kept up with the rent, even though there was nobody in there. He did the honorable thing. He worked hard. And the landlord came to him and cut his rent in half. And
yeah.
He said, you've been paying me. I tell you what, let's make it. And when things turn around down the road, I don't want you looking for someplace else. You're an honorable person. I can handle it. He's doing half rent until who knows when, maybe another couple of months, maybe 6 months. But that's a landlord then that you respect and want to stay with also.
Well, that's it.
You know, if you have to do it, you know, keep the guy.
This literally is, you know, I think very soon we're going to pass more deaths via COVID than World War II. Ooh. But World War II is the most similar scenario, when we had a ration, when we had a, you know, everyone was geared towards a national goal. And it has to be a national goal to help small businesses, building owners, the people who really generate the economy, survive through this. So it's very critical. And, you know, we're glad to help with the process. And then the last thing you need is when you get sued and then you get to go to court. So, you know, we're here for you if that need ever arises for anybody.
Perfect. We're going to have to take another break. We're having a wonderful conversation with Oscar Michelin this morning. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.